All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live in the Lair. And today, you're getting a common sense lecture from one of your drunk uncles in regards to the value of the vagina, pussy, poon, whatever. All right, and I'm going to explain to you what it used to be worth. You know, or that the equivalent effort that it used to be worth. I'm using today's numbers, but it is what it is. And then, you know, I have some studies out there that show the number of sexual partners, chances of divorce, and it's insane.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, so we're going to start this off here with 1965 and before. Because roughly during the Vietnam era, the whole, equality crap started revving up. And by 1975, it had pretty much taken hold throughout the entire United States. And no-fault divorce was accepted across all 50 states, I believe, between 1975 and 1978. But prior to this, you know, women would get done with high school, and then shortly after, they would get married. And a lot of these women would get out of high school with zero sexual experience, and most men back then, that's what they wanted, and they were willing to lay down their lives for it, work their entire lives for it, and quite literally work themselves to death or an early grave just to have that woman in their life holding down the household, and he was taking care of the deal. Now, I don't know what the exact numbers for all this was in 1965. So I did a bunch of Google searches, got current numbers. All right. So if you look here, this is the house. Average cost of a three-bedroom house in the United States as of beginning of 2022, at least by my calculations, it comes in right around $180,000. Some states is way higher, and some states are a little bit lower. Like, for instance, there are states out there you can get a three-bedroom house between $80,000 and $90,000, and then in California, it's like $660,000, almost two-thirds of a cool million just to have a house with three bedrooms. All right, now this is online. I'm just saying, and I took them all, added it up, and averaged by 50, and it came out roughly right around here. All right, I did a simple search on Google and then on DuckDuckGo and Brave Browser in regards to average cost of a car. That's $39,000. All right. Now, back in the day, you know, before that dude got married, he'd have worked his ass off, and he'd have this and this in position ahead of time. Then he would expect, you know, two kids, a dog, half a cat, and this is him. All right, now, I'm using a very conservative number here in regards to the total value of this dude's work over his lifetime. And I put him at $87,000 a year for 30 years. And then after he retires, I cut that number in half for 20. And the total value of this package from this dude, just before you add in the house and the car, is $3,470,000. You add in the value of the houses, it comes out to $3,689,000. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of effort. All right. Now, all this woman needed to do back in the day was basically the kids, maintain the family, maintain the household, and domestic duties. That's it. Quite literally, they had very little to do in, when you compare it to a lot of the bullshit men have to put up with, even to this day. All right? And men today still think that this exists. All right? It doesn't really exist. Not for the, you know, the great majority of us out there. I'm talking, you know, 90% of the population with the way the laws and divorces now and the diminishing quality of the women that are walking around out there. You know, maybe 10% of the dudes will be able to pull this off. But for the most part, this American dream is gone. And what killed it was the devaluation of the poon. Board has been magically changed. And this is the actual very important part of this briefing. Now, if you guys have been watching my content over the past decade, I came up early on with the rule of halves. And what that pertained to was the actual value a man had each and every time he got married and got divorced. Because every time he got divorced, more likely than not, she walked off with half of his cash and prizes. So those men from the 70s and 80s who got married 2, 3, 4 times, quite literally were worth 1/4 to 1/8 of what they would have been worth if they had never gotten married. And then I'm like, why the hell should the rule of half only apply to men? Perhaps we should apply that to women as well. And that's exactly what I've done here. Now, prior to 1965, it was very common for a dude to, you know, finish high school, work 3, 4, 5 years, get a house, a car, and then look for a wife that was, quite frankly, still a virgin. And he would dedicate full value to her. All right. Now, we've already covered what that is with the price of the house and the car. In today's numbers, working an upper middle class, lower upper middle class area, you know, I picked $87,000 a year. And basically, that full effort for 50 years of a man's, you know, slavery, let's just be honest here, is $3,689,000. All right, now let's just say he runs into a woman who's just, you know, came out of a relationship that, you know, there was a 1 put in a 0. So now she's got a score of 1. Does that disqualify her 100%? No. But in all fairness, it should half the effort of the man participating. So that goes to $1.844,000 worth of effort over a 50-year period. All right, let's say there's 2. Again, cut in half, $922,000. All right, so now we have upper middle class effort, and now we have somebody who just barely graduated high school, what they'll earn in a 30 to 50-year period. All right, let's cut it again in half. Let's say there's 3. It goes down to $461,125. Okay, 4, 230, you know, 562. Oh, 5, $115,000, $281,000. This cutoff is brutal. All right, and you'll notice I have this bracketed off here to the side, and I'll explain it in a minute. All right. 6, $57,640 worth of effort over a 30-year period. You see, this is getting cheap really quick. All right. 7, 28, 8, 8, 14, 4, 10, 9, $7,205, $10,302. And then we start getting into, you know, escort range prices here. 11, 18, 01, 12, $900, $13, $450, $14, $225, $15, $112. Now, the reason I put these brackets here is there are studies out there, and you could find them on whatever search engine you choose to use, that basically state once they go beyond four or five previous partners, their chances of divorcing you go way, way up. All right. Add in on top of that, these women have a college education. Your chances of staying married to a woman who's had more than five partners and has a college education are exceedingly low. Why should you run into a woman with 15 bodies and have her actually think she's worth full value? She's not. It's just like any other product. You use it, it loses its value. Used cars, you know, third, fourth owner cars with 120,000, 140,000 miles on them, they go for a fraction of what they did at retail. Same thing with anything you buy at a secondhand shop that's been used. The minute it stops being new, it loses a lot of value. All right. Why do we live in a culture where these women down here want to be rewarded with top effort? Okay, they're literally handing out the punani like a free sample at Costco or BJ's. A lot of them might be BJ's as well. Who knows? But it gets to the point where it's not even worth the effort here. And here's the sad part. There's a lot of women walking across the stage graduating from high school with this kind of body count under their belt. Right. Can you imagine? It's never going to go to a negative number, but it's going to get really close to zero, roughly, in five or six more by like 2025. And that's one of the main reasons I came up with the theory of the dick stacking test. And the way that works is you do your best to deduce exactly how many rooster roller coasters she's been riding upon. Then you stack those one over the other, you know, 6 inches apiece. And you take that number, you put a platform in your head at that height, and then you push them off. They so much you stub a toe, too many cocks. You're going to the whore tree, shaking it, hoping a wife falls out. And more often than not, when they get around here, it's wife's destitute range. You cannot turn a 304 into a housewife, no matter how hard you try. Okay? You are setting yourself up for a boatload of pain, a lifetime of sadness and misery, if you should settle for women like this on a permanent basis. Period. End of story. Anyway, that's the value of poon. I'll be doing this again live during the live stream. Hopefully, you know, you'll see that one first, and this one is just a more thorough explanation of that philosophy. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only, so if you're butthurt about it, I really don't care.